It's the end of November, the start of a new day of CNN Student News. Hello, I'm Carl Azus. First up today, we're looking at the tension between three countries. And those are Afghanistan, Pakistan, and the United States. They're connected by the war on terror, but that's also what's causing this tension between them. There have been accusations for months. Pakistan says Afghanistan is allowing militant fighters to live there. Afghanistan says Pakistan is supporting terrorists who launch attacks against Afghan forces. One official said the two countries could end up in a military conflict. The relationship between Pakistan and the United States is pretty rough right now, too. The countries have fought together against Al-Qaeda, but the head of the terrorist group, Osama bin Laden, was found inside Pakistan. And Pakistan is still angry about the U.S. raid inside its borders to kill bin Laden. Pakistan's also upset about a NATO airstrike last week that killed 24 Pakistani troops. U.S. commanders are investigating what happened. Pakistan responded by boycotting a conference on the future of Afghanistan. Other officials said that decision would hurt efforts to try to create stability in this region.
What's the word? It's a financial term that describes a business that can't pay its debts. Bankrupt. That's the word.
Well, now that word can be used to describe American Airlines. It filed for bankruptcy yesterday. Doesn't mean the company's going out of business. Certain kinds of bankruptcy let companies reorganize, and that's what American Airlines is planning to do. During that time, the airline says it'll honor all of its tickets and reservations, and it plans to run a normal flight schedule. So if you have a trip booked on American Airlines, you shouldn't be affected. American was one of the last major U.S. airlines that actually hadn't filed for bankruptcy. But company officials said they weren't able to compete with other airlines that can spend less money because they've already gone through bankruptcy reorganizations. Congress has a busy few weeks ahead as the year winds down. This week, lawmakers are considering whether or not to extend a couple things. First, a payroll tax cut. Less money has been taken out of American workers' paychecks, which means more money in their pockets. If Congress doesn't extend it, it would be like raising taxes. But the extension would cost around $115 billion, and that money would have to come from somewhere. Congress is also considering an extension of long-term unemployment benefits. They're set to run out for more than 2 million Americans at the start of 2012. The federal government has been helping pay to keep them going, but the price tag for extending those is around $55 billion. Well, there's a new study out about head injuries in sports. You might be thinking football. This one is about soccer. It was just a small study, just 39 players, so the results will need to be seen in other players before they can be considered conclusive. The research says players who hit the ball with their heads too much could cause damage to their brains. The study looked at how water molecules move through the white matter in the players' brains. In healthy brains, there's a solid pattern. In injured brains, the molecules move more randomly. So how many headers is too many? Well, the study says if you take more than around 1,300 headers per year, that's when you could be causing some damage. The effect is similar to head injuries in football. You can see it on this animation. When the head is hit, the brain swells up. In the soccer study, scientists said the damage seemed to be connected with memory problems and how quickly players' brains could process information. Dr. Sanjay Gupta says the sport isn't what matters here. The big issue is how the brain is affected.
Keep in mind, a lot of the focus has been on football specifically, and we've done a lot of reporting on this. But the thing to keep in mind is when you think of the brain, it's the brain movement within the skull that's the bigger issue, even more so really than the brute force sort of these impacts. So it's how the brain reacts to the force.
We want you to send us your eye report. You can do it on practically any digital video camera. We did this on a phone. Tell us in 20 seconds or less what you're looking forward to in 2012. It could be graduation, getting a driver's license, or voting. The only thing is, you've got to be at least 13 years old, and we only want to hear you talking, so no music or anything like that. The deadline for this is Thursday, December 8th. Send us your iReports in the Spotlight section at CNNStudentNews.com.